Welcome to Curie, where we unpack the biggest stories shaping healthcare. I'm Matt, and today we're diving into an emerging public health concern, H5N1, also known as bird flu. A virus that has long circulated among wild birds and poultry is now making its way into dairy cattle and even humans. While the CDC maintains that the public health risk remains low, the growing number of cases in the U.S. and abroad is raising concerns among epidemiologists and healthcare professionals alike. Could this be an isolated outbreak, or are we seeing the early signs of a virus adapting for human-to-human transmission? Today, we break down what healthcare professionals need to know about the latest H5N1 outbreak and its potential implications. The H5N1 avian influenza virus, commonly known as bird flu, has been spreading widely in wild birds across the U.S. and worldwide. However, in early 2024, the virus made a concerning jump. It began infecting dairy cattle, a highly unusual development. Since then, multiple human infections have been confirmed, with cases now spanning across several U.S. states. According to the CDC, as of February 10, 2025, the new D1.1 genotype of H5N1 had infected 15 people across five states, including a dairy worker in Nevada. This follows an ongoing multi-state outbreak in dairy herds, which has raised concerns about how this variant is adapting to mammals. The virus has also been detected outside of the U.S., with the United Kingdom confirming its second human case in January 2025. The numbers so far, 68 confirmed human cases have been reported in the U.S. across 11 states. Louisiana has reported the first H5N1-related fatality in the U.S. Human cases have been linked to dairy cattle exposure with no confirmed human-to-human transmission at this time. With cases now spanning North America and Europe, public health officials are closely watching for further mutations that could make the virus more transmissible among humans. H5N1 is classified as a highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, meaning it spreads rapidly in bird populations and has a high mortality rate in poultry. While human infections remain relatively rare, they have historically been severe when they do occur. The virus is typically contracted through direct contact with infected animals or contaminated environments. There is no confirmed human-to-human spread at this time, though health officials continue to monitor potential mutations. H5N1 infections in humans vary widely in severity. Mild cases present with symptoms like conjunctivitis, fever, and muscle aches, while more severe cases can progress to pneumonia, respiratory distress, and even multi-organ failure. The first U.S. fatality linked to H5N1 was reported in Louisiana in January 2025, involving an individual who had exposure to infected poultry. One of the most concerning developments in 2025 has been the detection of the D1.1 genotype in dairy cattle. This marks the second known jump from birds to cows, an event that has raised significant concerns about the virus's ability to adapt to mammals. The CDC has confirmed that D1.1 is genetically distinct from previous H5N1 strains, and its presence in dairy cattle could mean a higher likelihood of further spillover events into humans. Surveillance programs have detected H5N1 viral fragments in milk collected from infected herds, though there have been no confirmed cases of transmission through milk consumption. According to the CDC, the risk to the general public remains low, but experts emphasize that continued monitoring is crucial. Other countries are also taking preemptive steps. The UK has purchased 5 million doses of an H5 influenza vaccine, a move indicating that governments are preparing for a possible escalation in cases. Public health experts are particularly concerned about pigs as a potential mixing vessel for flu viruses. A December 2024 study published in Science found that a single genetic mutation in H5N1 could enable it to spread more easily from mammals to humans, underscoring the potential for rapid viral evolution. Peter Hosett, Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, commented on the need for pandemic preparedness. "We have to get ready for H5N1. The likelihood of a significant bird flu pandemic is real. We just can't predict when." He further added that recent pandemic threats from SARS to MERS to COVID-19 show that new viral threats are emerging at a regular cadence. So, what should healthcare professionals be watching for? Clinicians should be particularly vigilant when treating patients with recent exposure to farm environments, especially dairy and poultry workers. If a patient presents with flu-like symptoms and a history of contact with infected animals, healthcare providers should follow local testing and reporting protocols. The CDC recommends the use of personal protective equipment for individuals working with poultry and dairy cattle and advises avoiding consumption of raw or unpasteurized dairy products from affected areas. Thank you for joining me today on Curie. If you found this discussion insightful, don't forget to download the Curie app, where you can access exclusive episodes and deep dives into the policies shaping healthcare. If you're already on the app, don't forget to spread word of Curie. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep connecting.